Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning. It's 8:30 on Friday, March 15th. I'm Desiree Frazier. This is Mississippi Edition on MPB Think Radio. On today's show, Senate lawmakers have killed their bill for expanding Medicaid benefits for Mississippi's working poor, but their plan isn't really dead. Healthcare leaders weigh in on the state's lack of access to medical care. Plus, activists are calling on the legislature to make it easier for people leaving prison and reentering society by increasing funding for transitional housing. This is Mississippi Edition on MPB Think Radio. The bill that would have been Mississippi Senate's response to calls for improved Medicaid benefits has died. They'll gut the House bill and put their own language in it. The announcement comes from Republican Senator Kevin Blackwell of South Haven. He chairs the Senate Medicaid Committee. House Bill 1725 currently has a provision for a work requirement that must be approved by the federal government. But if that request is denied by the feds, their bill would still expand Medicaid. Blackwell tells reporters that fallback shouldn't be part of the state's Medicaid proposal and hopes the two chambers can come together to reach a compromise.
Our plan is to let our bill die on the calendar, and then we'll take up the House bill, do a strike all, and put our Senate language in that bill. The only thing I can say at this time, I think we've mentioned it before, there will be work requirements in our bill, and we'll have more to say as we develop it, but we're still working on the details. Would imagine we'll have a committee hearing sometime middle of next week, and we'll discuss the full bill at that time. There's a lot that we're taking a look at, and I think you'll see our bill would be a lot more conservative than what the House put out. I know we have said there's going to be a work requirement, so just emphasize that we'll still have that. As far as the hours, we'll probably be consistent with other states. Well, I think you have to wait and see the bill, and I think the governor's a reasonable individual, smart man. I think he'll be able to work through what we're trying to do. So.
And work waiver approval is a hard line for y'all, correct?
Pretty much so.
Coming up, physicians at the state capitol reacting to this latest development in attempts to expand Medicaid. Thank you for listening to Mississippi Edition on MPB Think Radio. We're asking you to do something that is super important. It's an opportunity to support your community through a gift to this not-for-profit radio station, and we call it Drive Time. Here with more about contributing is Java Chapman and Kevin Farrell.
Thanks for listening to MPB Think Radio. I am Kevin Farrell. If you typically give to support charities, churches, and nonprofits that are close to your heart, I want you to know that this is MPB's March fundraiser. We're inviting every MPB listener to become an MPB supporter so that together we can keep these radio and television stations in our lives for the next year. I'm joined this morning by Java Chapman with details on how you can help out.
Yes. Now, MPB is radio and television that has public service as our one and only mission. Now, as a nonprofit center for journalism, educational services, and a slate of weekday programs that explore topics that you and your Gulf State neighbors care about, MPB could very well be part of your daily life. If you've never had the opportunity to support what you've come to love on MPB, we invite you to make a contribution now. Give at our website, mpbonline.org, or you can call 888-372-4483. And if you give now, you'll be entered in to win all of the drawings we're holding this week as part of the March fundraiser.
You know, your support for the MPB Think Radio news team is crucial to our ability to bring you Mississippi Edition every weekday morning at 8:30. With the general elections less than 9 months away, we'll keep you informed on the candidates and the stakes in each race, locally and nationally. There's a lot to cover, and your contribution will help MPB cover all of it on Mississippi Edition. So do your part right now. It truly does make a difference.
Now, we have to be choosy about the news that we consume. You may devote some of your dollars to supporting excellent journalism and art organizations. And you're not alone. One easy choice for thousands of us is to support MPB Think Radio. It's part of your life on a regular basis, and it's valuable to the community. But if you're not a financial supporter, we'd love to have you add MPB Think Radio to your list, especially now during our brief Spring Drive fundraiser. A lot of people choose to make first-time gifts of $5 or $10 a month at our website, mpbonline.org.
If you got 3 minutes, consider contributing to MPB Think Radio's March fundraiser online at mpbonline.org. And while you're at it, you can leave a comment, because we love to see them, and we might read some on the air. In fact, Carol from Madison says she listens to MPB all the time and enjoys all the programs. And Donna from Water Valley told us that MPB Think Radio is the only station that she listens to. So please do your part by calling 888-372-4483, or you can give online at mpbonline.org and tell us how MPB Think Radio is part of your life.
Now, during our drive time campaigns, we've been so excited to see how many people are taking a stand for this public service we call Mississippi Public Broadcasting. Now, when you give today, you'll be entered into all of the sweepstakes during our brief campaign. Now, today, we'll enter your name into a drawing to win a brand new smartwatch. Now, what type of smartwatch? Well, that depends on the kind of smartphone you have. So the winner will receive a smartwatch that will pair with your current smartphone. Will you be the winner of the smartwatch? I hope so, but you have to support. Well, no, a pledge isn't necessary to enter, but please consider giving what you think is fair. Call or text the word give to this number, 888-372-4483. That's 888-372-4483, or donate at mpbonline.org.
You know, we try to make it easy for you to make a contribution, and, you know, everybody has their smartphone with them all the time, which means that you can easily support MPB Think Radio anytime. We've said it already several times this morning, but I want to remind you again, text the word GIVE, G-I-V-E, to MPB's Drive Time phone number, 888-372-4483. Grab your smartphone and support what you love on MPB Think Radio. Remember, text GIVE to 888-372-4483. Thanks for your support.
This is Mississippi Edition on MPB Think Radio. I'm Desiree Frazier. Doctors across Mississippi are calling on the legislature to take action on expanding Medicaid for the state's working poor. Following the decision from the Senate to scrap their Medicaid bill, they told lawmakers expansion can save lives. Dr. Dan Jones is the former chancellor of the University of Mississippi. He tells our Will Stribling he's not surprised about this decision by the Senate, but hopes legislators can overcome the governor's desire to block any form of Medicaid expansion.
The thing that makes me happy is that I think there's a real possibility that a veto could be overridden. I think that if our legislators put their heads together, agree on a bill that will help Mississippians, I think both in the House and the Senate that there will be votes to override, and I encourage that to happen. I encourage the members to have the moral integrity to override the veto that the governor almost certainly would put in place. I'm encouraged that the House bill, though it has a work requirement, the beginning of Medicaid expansion doesn't hinge on the federal government approving the work requirement. And, you know, that's okay. I personally would prefer not to have a work requirement there. But the House version, I think, is a reasonable approach to do this. And if both sides could agree on that, get the bill done, I think it'd be great for Mississippians. So I think we all need to be encouraged that it's a matter of public conversation now. You know, last year, the year before, really wasn't a conversation in this building. I'm encouraged that it's a real conversation. I'm hopeful that it will be passed this year in a meaningful way that can overcome the veto of the governor, or the governor would change his mind and let it become law without his signature. But it's an encouragement, but it's not done until it's done. We have work to do still.
Yes. And the Senate Chairman Blackwell has said that a Senate approval is going to be contingent on a work waiver getting approved, not like the House plan where expansion would be enacted anyway if it was not. What are your thoughts on that hang-up? Because if that is you know, language in a final bill that is passed, it would most likely not mean anything anyway, because the chances of that waiver getting approved are slim to none.
As I said from the podium, it's time for us to move past political tricks and do something that really is going to help people. And if a bill is eventually passed that won't be enacted unless the federal government approves a work requirement, it's the same as not passing a bill. And it's just it's time for the people who work in this building representing all of us, it's time for them to move past those petty politics, pass a bill that's meaningful, that will give people access to care.
Also at the Capitol meeting with lawmakers is State Health Officer Dr. Dan Edney. He says hospitals are struggling in Mississippi amid a financial crisis of uncompensated care. Medicaid expansion could help millions of dollars help these struggling facilities.
Access to care is the issue in Mississippi. When you look at the top two killers of Mississippians, it's cardiovascular disease followed by malignancy. And a large proportion of the deaths in those two categories are preventable with proper health care, screening, early diagnosis. And all the money that we're putting into health care now with our hospitals with enhanced Medicaid funding is absolutely necessary, very beneficial. We need our hospitals healthier, but it doesn't help our health outcomes at all. And at this point, you know, the health department programs are making an impact in areas like obesity and HIV, controlling TB, working on congenital syphilis, you know, those issues. But we can't move the needle on cardiovascular deaths except to get upstream and teach children healthy behaviors. It takes access to physicians and providers. It takes access to care and the primary medical home. And so that's what we have to focus on. However we want to do it is just let's get away from the politics, and can we all agree that we have the same goal? And once we get there, then the options are before us, and let's just be determined how we get there. And, you know, for me, the only option that is not acceptable is doing nothing, because we know what that is causing. And, you know, and we cannot continue to have the highest rate of preventable deaths in this country. We cannot continue to have the lowest life expectancy in this country. Mississippians deserve better. You know, my father deserved better when he didn't have access to care and died of colon cancer at 54. You know, all of our folks deserve better, and we can do this. You know, we have lots of options. That's why the decision makers are elected to choose those options. My job is to point out the problem, do all that we can at the health department with our limited resources, and try to make Mississippi healthier. As we close the coverage gap, whatever decisions are made, understand 42% of patients seen in the county health departments for our clinical services are uninsured. 42%. That closes that gap down, and now you're funding public health, and which I think pretty important. And as a way to have sustainable funding of public health without being a drain on the state treasury. I'm working hard in that space so that we have sustainable funding for core community public health throughout Mississippi, which we've been struggling with for the last 10 years. So closing that coverage gap, however we need to do it. I've closed it from 70% down to 42%. We've got to get it down to something between 15 to 20% for us to be able to afford to take care of people and to be there the way people need us to be there. So lots of options in front of us. Let's decide what's best for Mississippi and pull together and move forward together so that we have access to care for all Mississippians. I will remind you that the mission of the Mississippi State Department of Health is to protect and advance the health, safety, and welfare of everyone in Mississippi. And I add on, no exceptions. So closing that coverage gap helps to make that happen.
Dr. Dan Edney is Mississippi State Health Officer. Coming up, it's often difficult for people leaving prison to reenter society. A rally at the Capitol is calling for more funding to support transitional housing. Now we're going to pause and take 3 minutes of your time to help pay for another year's worth of Mississippi Edition on MPB Think Radio. It's drive time. If you're planning on helping out the nonprofits that are meaningful to you, this is one of them. You can do this by giving at mpbonline.org or call 888-372-4483. Joining me in the studio are Java Chapman and Kevin Farrell to tell you more.
This is MPB Think Radio. Good morning. I am Kevin Farrell. If you feel a sense of belonging here at MPB, we think you belong here, too. Support this statewide television and radio service as we raise the money needed to bring you thoughtful discussion and vital educational programs for kids. So take just 3 minutes to give what you think is fair. Maybe that's $5 a month. I'm joined today in the studio by Java Chapman.
Now, MPB is a commercial-free source of discussion, programs, news, and ideas that keep you on your toes. People have told us they learned about something they never knew they cared about just by listening to MPB Think Radio. If that sounds like you, then MPB is your station, one that thrives and grows on listener support. A gift in any amount will assure you're entered into a drawing to win any of the prizes we're giving away this week. So today we're featuring a new smartwatch as our prize. And let's just say you'll be able to show your pride in being an MPB supporter in a big way if you're the winner. A contribution isn't necessary to enter, but we hope you will do your part for MPB when you call 888-372-4483. Or text the word GIVE to that same number, 888-372-4483, or give at mpbonline.org.
You know, there are times when it's appropriate to go big or go home. This might be one of those times. Pledge $15 a month as an MPB sustainer or give $180 all at once, and we'll send you the new Great Escape package. All three items in the package have our new MPB logo, so it's a beach towel, a visor, and the MPB lunch tote. Go big, and we'll send you the Great Escape package if you'd like to invest $15 a month or $180 all at once. Text or call or text the word GIVE to 888-372-4483. It's 888-372-4483, or donate online at mpbonline.org.
Now, when you give to MPB as a monthly sustainer, you'll provide a monthly stream of support for shows hosted by locals who love engaging with the listeners. You also enrich the community at large by investing in public interest journalism, digital and TV-based classroom instruction. So pick an amount between $5 and $50 a month. Call us or go online and set up your monthly sustainer membership. And in about 3 minutes, you'll be all set. You can call or text the word GIVE to 888-372-4483. That's 888-372-4483. Or sign up as a sustainer now at mpbonline.org.
You rely on MPB reporters and hosts to tell the stories of our region, our country, and our world. Some of the stories affect your life directly, others enrich your knowledge, many are just plain fascinating, but they all have one thing in common. These stories are here because of support from you, our listeners. Mississippi Edition, Next Stop Mississippi, the inspiring life stories shared by Marshall Ramsey's guests. You become a producer of these stories when you get involved right now with your donation to MPB Think Radio.
Now, if you've never given to MPB before or your membership isn't current, we have a great reason to give right now. You can support MPB at $5 a month or more, and you'll automatically receive PBS Passport as a member benefit. If you can imagine a Netflix for public television programs, you're imagining PBS Passport. You can find shows on your portable device or on your television, Finding Your Roots, Nova, All Creatures Great and Small, and tons more. PBS Passport comes to you automatically when you support MPB at $5 a month or more. Call or text the word GIVE, G-I-V-E, to the number 888-372-4483 or visit mpbonline.org. And as always, thanks.
This is Mississippi Edition on MPB Think Radio. I'm Desiree Frazier. The Mississippi Reentry Coalition is rallying at the Capitol, calling on lawmakers to make it easier for folks leaving prison to restart their lives. Rasheed Davis was formerly incarcerated. He says transitional housing is a key reason he was able to get back into the workforce, not having to worry about where he'd lay his head at night.
I can attest to the fact that the transition from incarceration to complete freedom is a delicate process. Upon my release from incarceration, I was able to stay with my mother for 5 or 6 months until I was able to find my own place. But everyone that doesn't have that opportunity. My own father, for example, was unable to obtain housing when he was released. My father struggled with drug addiction. As a result, he found himself in constant contact with the criminal legal system. All his housing opportunities were very temporary, and none of those provided support services to help him overcome his addiction. But with help from family and friends, my father is now successful re-entering society. But if he had opportunities to benefit from the service offered by transitional housing, his transition could have come sooner and easier.
The coalition wants lawmakers to work with churches and other community organizations to help supply housing. Also speaking at the rally, Democratic Senator Juan Barnett of Heidelberg. He chairs the Senate Corrections Committee. He says the reentry process should begin before someone is even released to get trained and start a job while still incarcerated.
No one starts to help a child to get a 12th grade education when they finish in the 12th year of their education. We start that from when they are first enrolled in school in kindergarten. And I think that's when we need to start working on those individuals who was incarcerated. The day that they enter, we need to start making sure that when they leave, that they leave with the tools that they have. And so one of the things that I come up with was making sure that while these individuals are incarcerated, let's give them a real job so that they can earn real wages, so that when they leave, they can take care of their families. And giving someone $1 or $1.25 an hour or 50 cents an hour is not the answer. It was not the answer yesterday, and it should not be the answer for today. I mean, slave labor is over. To treat those individuals like they're nobody is days of the past. So we started a program that allowed up to 25 individuals to leave the Department of Corrections on a daily basis, go out and earn a real life wage, and upon working, they are able to keep 50% of their monies until they're released. 25% of it is used for fines, fees, restitution, child support, whatever it may be used for. 15% of their monies goes back to the state of Mississippi for getting them to and from work, and 10% they get to keep in their pocket. We have 51 individuals enrolled in this process while we did this pilot program, and only two of those individuals returned to prison. No other program that we have started anywhere had a success rate as this one.
That's Democratic Senator Juan Barnett of Heidelberg, chair of the Corrections Committee. This has been Mississippi Edition on MPB Think Radio.